with the Suyim Nesinim. So far we know that there are, in the Suyim Nesinim, there are at least four shitas. Right? Four shitas are easy to delineate. The easiest shita to delineate is the Rambam shita. Rambam holds that the Iser of Nesinim, as we know, is an Iser Drabbanan. The Rambam says, historically, the only one of the seven nations that was Megayer with the Gevonim. And Rambam says that they were Megayer regular Gerus. Rambam says that Yeshua made a takona shlo yovei lakol, and David and Melech made the same takona, and Yeshua made the takona through Beis Hamikdash, and David and Melech made the takona even beyond Beis Hamikdash. Right? Kifi pashtusa the Gemara in Yevamos. Rambam explains that they had different reasons that Yeshua. David HaMelech's takana was because of the Midos Geruos. Loshen Rambam. The Dovi Yudushin is gave Ela Givon of Yeshua Gozer Aleim Shivasum Levei Bakol. Echod zechor v'echod nekevus, but only bizman beis hamikdash. Tolach ukosum bam mikdash. V'heiman nikrom nesinim flishin nosim levedus hamikdash. Emes is thinking that that's probably based on the chumash. Chumash is that the levim are nesunim. So probably that's the play in words that the Torah used the phrase nesunim to be those who are given over to levedus hamikdash. So when Yeshua gave them over, so therefore Chazal said also the Nesinim, because they were given over to Avodas Eitzim V'Shem Maim LeBeis Elokai Tolach Ukosum Bam Mikdash. And David HaMelech wanted to be Marchidim LeOlam Afil B'Zman Shein Beis HaMikdash. Because they didn't have, because of the Midos Geruos. So the Pashtus, so according to Rambam, it's very Pashtus. Nisa the Rabban, fine. What makes it difficult is that it's up against, as the Rabbeinu Tam points out, our Sugya, several Mishnahs, which puts Nesim together with Mamzerim. And our Sugya per se is a Raya Brura that has to be Nisa de Raisa because there is no Knas, but Nisa the Rabban, Bafi Dalla. So therefore, the best teretz we have is the Magid Mishnah's teretz and Rambam, that Be'emes, the Rambam will hold that Nesin is a Drabbanon. The Emes is that the Rambam will hold that Nesin will probably not have a Knas, right? But the Rambam will learn Pshat that it's only that Nesin is an Issa Drabbanon. It's a Gav Gerori. That the sin does not really belong in the Mishnah. Agav Gerore. It comes up in several places. That's Pshat Agav Gerore. Then whenever the Torah uses the phrase Mamzer, Mamzer in the sin. Right? Now, Shimi pointed out, but one place that's going to be stick out terribly is Malkus, because at the beginning of the third parak of Malkus, it says, Elion Aloikin, and there it's clearly Malkus Dei Raisa. So we said yesterday, once again, you'll say Agav Gerore. It should be pointed out that in one of the newer Pirush Mishnais of the Rambam, so the Magia points out the Rambam did not have that Girsa. The Rambam did not have Mamzer Nesine in his mission in the third parak of Makos. So that takes care of Shitas the Rambam. I would suggest that the explanation of this phenomena, Agav Gerore, Now, why would Chazal have a phrase "Mamzer Nesine"? It was just to make it difficult for us, just to. It sounds strange. Chazal could have been clearer. I mean, Nasi could have been clearer. So, Pashasim means the following. Pashasim means that the Rambam understood that Chazal were teaching us that the Ke'en de Raisa of the Sinai were Mamzer. In other words, we should not look at as the Nesin as the Ke'en de Raisa. They were Gerim Gemurim. So, the Rambam was saying, why would Chazal say the good Gerim? So why would Chazal say they should be treated? Chazal imposed a gzeira of goyim. Why? In other words, there's no interest in us looking at the nesinim as goyim. No, I mean, again, I'm speculating. Speculating as to how to understand this strange phenomena of mamzun nesin agav gerora. So l'chorah the pshat is that there's an insight. That Chazal wanted us to understand that the Ke'en de Raisa was not Goyim Vige Yusam. Goyim, there is no such thing as an Iser, according to Rambam, Leises Chatein is a din of a Goy. Right? Once the Goy does Geirus, and the Rambam writes the Chatein is Saya Goy, a regular Goy, Saya Goy Shivabamin, it's the same Leises Chatein. Once he do Geirus, there's no Leises Chatein. So to impose the idea that these were Gerim, and to say that we're going to impose upon them a chalashem, a shem, a din, a being a goy, is not consistent, and could even be something that would be terribly inconsistent with avas ager. However, to say that they're Yehudim Gemurim, but they came to Klal Yisrael in an inappropriate fashion. They came to Klal Yisrael through Sheker. They lied. And we'll learn later on that there was no reason for the lie. Because according to many Rishonim, they could have, Yeshua was going to offer them anyways, Shol. So they came into Klal Yisrael with a B'Sheker. David HaMelech said, once again, we see Midas Gruois. So the Chazal is saying this is much more like a mamzer. A mamzer, he himself did nothing wrong, but he came into this world through a terrible violation. Either through a violation of Eishes Ish, came into this world through a violation of incest. So Chazal wanted to point out to us their din derabbanon of Nesinim is much more like the din derabbanon of a mamzer. A person who came to Klal Yisrael in an inappropriate fashion. So Chazal didn't call them Mamzerim. Chazal said the Isid Rabbanon of Nisin is an Isid Rabbanon of a Jew who came to Klal Yisrael Shalom Kehogan. So therefore, they kept on putting the Sinai together with Mamzer. I was speculating to teach us that's the Kain, that's the Raisidika model over here. So that's the Rambam Shita. That's the Rav Mashita, Havlerim Pshat in our Sugya. So that is Merumos in our Tosfos. Our Tosfos has a line that says, V'chein, he says, the Kolhanuch the Choshev Atlamiyu Ikel HaMeymar. One could say that the Kolhanu Nokat Nesina Agav Mamzeres. It's Agav Grora. So the Tosfos becomes an index for us. And Achanami, that could be that theoretically could be a Yisha for Rashi. Theoretically. In other words, it could be Yisha from Rashi if you only ask the first Kasha. But when you go weiter in Rashi, he said that it is not a satisfactory teretz for Rashi. But for Rambam, Magid Mishnah says it's good, fine. That's Rambam Shita. Next Shita that we have clarity on is what? Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is towards the bottom of the Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Tam de Nesina Asura de Raisa. Mishum lois is chatein. What's Rabbeinu Tam want to accomplish? Number one, he says it's got to be a day raisa because the Mishnah says elu naris. Because Choftes Amud Bey says that there's a nafkamina between Reb Shimon HaTeimani and Shimon Asiya. A day raisa dikadim. Can't be the Rabbanon because of Daf Yad Aleph. It's got to be a day raisa. It shouldn't be Avdos. Why? Because the Shifcha is not Knasagavi Shifcha. So Mela, our Mishnah is a flashback. Our Mishnah is saying you want to understand the sin. It's like a chess game. You understand the sin. Cannot be, it got to be Deiraisa. Otherwise, it would belong in the Mishnah. can't be Abdus because it also would not belong in the Mishnah. Right? Because Shifch is no Knas. So Tosfos I'm boxed in. What was left? What's left is Leisus Chatein. Right? Leisus Chatein. And we're going to have to say Leisus Chatein Afilo Begeirusan. Domasik Rav Aro de Begeirusan is Leisus Chasinus. Good? So now, what does Tosfos have to explain? Mishnah reads perfectly. The Gemara in Yevamos doesn't read well. Because the Gemara in Yevamos says, you know why you can't marry in a sin? Because David HaMelech made a gzeira. Who needs David HaMelech to make a gzeira? So the Lisa Schatzin Baum. Right? I feel like it gave Usan. It'll apply to Shiva Amimin. It'll be almost non, it'll be non-applicable because of Sancheiriv. Because of Sancheiriv. I'm leaving everything over here. Shavu Bilbo Kolo Amin. Good. So that'll be Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is Nisinim Ar Asurim Mida Eraisa. What did David HaMelech do? David HaMelech put on an extra Xeira. Moshe Lemoa Dover Doime. That you can't have Pasakum. You can't have Stam Yenam. Pasakum is a better example. Why can't you have Pasakum? Because the Chazal wanted to separate Jews from socially interacting with non-Jews in order to prevent intermarriage. Right? So David HaMelech said, how are we going to make sure? How are we going to... He saw that here we had a group of Geirim. The group of Geirim were not... the best group to bring into Klal Yisrael. They were not Rachmanim, so they didn't want to bring these Zmidas groups to Klal Yisrael. So Rebbeinu Tam said, it's not a problem. Though it was an Easter day rice anyways. Elamai, because Shiva Amimim. Yeshua tried to make sure they wouldn't come in. So David HaMelech said, we'll make them into water carriers. We'll make them into wood choppers. Right, so therefore, either it means who wants to marry the daughter of a water carrier, right? So, how many years in Kol can you learn if he's only a water carrier? So not shayach. So somebody figured that way, Shulei Tamu. That's what he's going to separate the. He's going to make sure instead of having pasakum, he said choytei etzim shevei mayim. Good. Historically, Wine points out historically. Klal Yisrael only suffers intermarriage when we live amongst well-educated non-Jews. We live amongst non-Jews that are culturally refined, so intermarriage was a problem. When we lived amongst the non-Jews that were boors and not well-cultured, so it was never a problem of intermarriage. So David HaMelech apparently understood this. Yeshua understood it. Yeshua said they came to us by sheker. Not sure if it's a good idea to have them as part of Klal Yisrael. It's awesome. So never become, when Yeshua brought them in, Yeshua gave him a drasha. He said, you can become Geirim, but the Yavish Leis Eschatein. That was at the, by the Geirus. He told them. And they said, fine, so we'll live. So we'll live amongst ourselves. We'll be good Givonim. We'll be, and we'll be like a sub-tribe, and we'll never to marry. Good. David HaMelech saw it's hard to maintain that. Hundreds of years later, so David HaMelech made another gzeira. He says, I make a gzeira ilomis. You always have to be choytzvei eitzim v'shoyvei mayim. Why? Shelo yitmo'u. Right? With an ayin. So we explained yesterday. So when the time is good, the Gemara in Ksuvis is the Nisa Deiraisa is good. Nisin. The Gemara in Yevamos is the Derabonin, the Gedinim, like the Pasakum of Nisinim. Good. Next Shita. The Ramban and the Rashba. Right, Ramban and the Rashba. Again, everybody's facing the same problem. Gemara in Yevamos says Nesinim and Rabbanan deGedinim. Geshmishlin Ksuvis deRaisa deGedin. Right, so the first Mahalach was the Rabbanan deGedinim, like the Suya whole blot in Yevamos. So that means that it's a Rabbanan. So Agav Gerorah, it'll always be a Rabbanan. Afilu beGeirusa Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam is the Rabbanan deGedinim. Sorry, deRaisa deGedin, like the Mishnah. The Rabbanon, the other kinds of like the Rabbanons of Pasakum. What's the Ramban and the Rashbaz Mahalach? How they miyashiv astir they rice at the Rabbanon? No. What's the Ramban Rashba? Go ahead. Right. If you look inside Chumash, it says loisas chaten. It doesn't say an oilam. By a mitzri, it says how many dairies. By a daimi, it says how many dairies. Right. By a mamzer an oilam. But by shivamim loisas chaten. So loisas chaten without a shear means one generation. How do I know that? Because when it's la'olam, it says that olam. When it's 10 dairies, it says 10 dairies. 3, it says 3. Doesn't say anything. So stam is what? So stam would be at olam if you wouldn't have at olam. So therefore, stam is one generation. This ger, this nesin, lois is chateng ba. But the children, no iser. Tachivalde. Pashut b'medaik and chumash. So now we understand everything. Our sugya is nesin during the first generation. Right? And the sugya of Amis is second, third, fourth generation. In other words, that Yeshua made a gzera that should be that we will welcome as gerim, but apparently made. Here we have to go slow. He made a din of choyt ve'etsim shemim mayim. Right, all right. It's not clear 100% what happened then, but what is clear is that David HaMelech was responding to what? Exactly what Yeshua did. The Ramban and the Rashba, we'll see in Chumash, understand in Chumash. But what's clear from the Gemara and Yevamos is what did David HaMelech want to accomplish? Was that? Right. No. Shaloi. What was his goal? That we should marry. Right? Top of the Yomad. What's it, Ayin Dalad? Top of the Yomud. Because they're not Rachmanim, he doesn't want them to come to the Kosovo. We know exactly what his Kavanah was. The bottom of the Yomud says, what did David Melch do? He made them into water carriers. So, apparently, according to the Ramban and the Rajba, he didn't make them into water carriers. He made Xer of Chasanas. Right? L'chayra. L'chayra, and here at the bottom of the Amud, the way to read the Gemara according to Ramban and the Rashba is Yeshua made the David Melech Gozar. The David Melech make Gzeirah. Didn't already Moshe make the Gzeirah. So Ramban and Rashba have to learn Pshat. They have to learn Pshat, and this is a little bit difficult, that David HaMelech made an Iser Chasanus. Right? So we're hearing exactly how to get into the words. But that's what the Ramban and Rashba say. So therefore, everything fits in nicely. Our Gemara is about a Nisin. Now, is our Gemara about a Nisin Bizman Azeh? You have a person wakes up one morning, he goes on the internet, he does an ancestral search. He goes on one of these websites that checks out your lineage. And he finds that his lineage is bang, he's up there with a Nisin. His father was a Stam Nisin, head of the Nisin, right? And his great-great-grandfather negotiated Yeshua ben Nun. That's what it comes out, right? So, what's the din going to be? What's Saka the din? So, according to Ramban and Rashba, if there's no record that he was Megayer, then he has to be Megayer. And then it'll be Osir to marry him. His kids will be okay. Right? That's the part. Why am I saying this? Because L'chaira, if the Nisin, I think it's Mefurish and Ramban, but if every single Nisin was Mizgayer Mizman Yeshua, right? So that means that every subsequent Nisin would at worst be Nisid Rabbanon. But the Mishnah in Ksuvas Chavtes says Nisin is a Deiraisa. Mamzer Nisin. So it would be very strange to say that if Yanadasi is referring to a Mamzer Bizmanazeh and a Nisin that doesn't exist anymore. A Nisin of a few hundred years ago. Right? A Nisin of And 800 years ago, there was an Nisin, there was an Issa Deraisa. It's a little bit hard to say. That Yudan Nasi would be Kaivei in his Mishnah, and Nisin, what it really refers to. But according to Ramban and Rashba, means the first generation. According to Ramban and Rashba, it traveled in the sin in the Mishnah, means any one of the Shivamim that was Megayer now. So again, if a person would do an ancestral search and somehow he would say that this his ancestors were not Mevuvah Ideis and Cheirav, so therefore he is still one of the Shivamim. It's possible, Aben Acher Ben. Yeah, Aben Acher Ben. And so then now he wants to do Geirus. So he would have, according to Ramban, the Nisr of Lois is Chatein, and he's in the Sinak Suba Mishnah. Right? But once the second or third generation Nisin, not Achiti and Mari Priest, just a Nisin, so a second, third generation Nisin would have an Isr de Rabbanon. Alright? Kachadin. Again, that would be the Shita. How is the Ramban and Rashbam Yash of the two Sugyas? Our mission is first generation Ger. Yevamis is second, third generation Ger. Good. Next Shita. Me'iri and the Ravid. Ravid is brought by the Mishbah, brought in by the Ramban and the Me'iri. What's the Me'iri's? Me'iri's in our Sugya. What's the Ravid and Me'iri, the fourth Shita? No, what's the Me'iri Shita? No, Yosef, what's the Me'iri Shita?
That there are three different categories.
Go ahead.
Locus Content applies to the Gerim time of the after that, bad Gerim. Bad
gears
that took place in that time.
That's when Moses Hashem. Right.
And
the Xerah
applies to the Phoenician that chose to convert fully on their own.
Later on. Says the Meiri, right? A blitz of a Chiddush. You expect to find only in a revived Meiri you found such a mahalach, right? What do they say? They say again, what's the problem? I have a sugi that says the sin is in their Isa. I have a sugi that says the sin is in Isa Rabbanon. How you talking? So the Me'iri and the Ravid say that the Yisr of Lois Eschatein was the Geiros, a Nesinu was Megayer, Bizman Kibush, Bizman Kenisa La'aretz. So that Geir, that Nesin Geir, about him it was said Lois Eschatein. Not like the Ramban and the Ravid that says a first generation Geir, any one of the Sheva Amamim, and it can happen today. That's why I gave the crazy case of the guy with the ancestral website. Because I want to make this nakuda. The Ravid and the Me'iri say the initial Geirus of the Nisinim was a Shvacha Geirus, a poor Geirus. The Me'iri and the Ravid compare it to Geirei Aroyos, the next Sugya. Kutin. Why is it compared to Geirei Aroyos? Because they were under tremendous pressure, Megayer. They thought they were going to be wiped out if they weren't Megayer. The Givonim didn't come to Klal Yisrael and say, "We like Yisrael, we heard what Kadosh Baruch Hu did for you." They didn't come and say, "We heard about Matan Torah, we heard about Nisim and the Flois, about coming across the Yarden." They said, "We understand that you are wiping out all the nations. Then live over here. We heard what happened to Yericho." They didn't say Yericho's involved in Nisim. The walls came tumbling down. We want to join these people. They said Yericho was wiped out. We don't want to get wiped out. I was wiped out. 36 soldiers. We don't want to get wiped out. That's not gay. That's Geirus called Geirus Aroyos. That's a Shvacha Geirus. So the Meiri comes to the Chiddush. The Mechadish. What's the Mechadish? That the Geirus of the Nisinim was Machai of them in Taryag Mitzvahs. But the Geirus of Nisinim was not Matir these Geirim to marry. If there'll be a subsequent Nisim, a child, a grandchild, 10 generations later, and they'll come across some, they like what they see. In other words, they're working in Beis HaMikdash, they have covet for the Kayin Leviim, and they see fine Jews bring Kurbanos. They say, this is Gavaldik, we want to become Jewish. They undergo another Geirus. When they undergo the second Geirus, then we say, oh, now you can marry a Jewish girl, Jewish guy. Again, how is the Me'iri, how is the Rabbi Miyasha the Sugyas? Sugya number one, Kesuvis is a person and a sin who is still laboring under the original Geirus of his great-grandparents, which was a poor Geirus. Second, the Sugya Vamis, where David HaMelech said that you cannot, that a sin forever cannot marry forever. To Posuk. They never became Jewish. L'gabi Geirus, l'gabi Chasanus. So David HaMelech said, even if we'll undergo another Geirus, we still not be Mekabel. He's coming for the best reasons. It's a Ger Tzedek. Sorry, it's a Ger Tzedek comes from a place of bad midas, can't introduce into Klal Yisrael midas that go against the definitive nature of Klal Yisrael. What's the huge, huge chiddush of the Me'iri, of the Raven, that makes it so hard to wrap your minds around it? No? Glenn?
Can you have a conversion?
What, is there such a thing as a Geirus, which is not Chal, for every single din? A strange business. Does that exist in Klal Yisrael? No. Is there such a thing as a Geirus, which is Mechayiv Tariq Mitzvahs, and there's still the Nisar Lois Eschate? So I understand the Hechreyach of the Me'iri and of the Raven. They had him Yasha the two Sugyas. And they had a good Kasha. L'chore the Geirus is a questionable Geirus. Why is it Taka different than Geirei Arroyos? We have a whole Sugya coming up next week, Sunday, Monday, Tashem. We'll discuss Geirei Arroyos, Geir Kutim. And the Gemara is going to criticize that Geirus because it was a Geirus under pressure. See, even if we'll pass at the end of the all Geirus, but there's, as you know, big Machloikas. So the Ivri and the Rai would say, why weren't the Nesidim part of the same Machloikas? Same issue. But it's a huge Chiddush. A huge, huge Chiddush to say that there's only Geirus b'miktsas. Now, the way I would explain the Ivri, though, is to explain the Me'iri must hold, the two Ha'aris, the Me'iri must hold that Lois Eschatein is a din in Kabbalah's Geirus. He must hold that we assume Lois Eschatein is Stam Nisar. Nisar, one of the Shiva Amamim becomes a Ger. If it's Big Gerusan, there is an Isur. This is Chatein. According to Ramban and Rabbi at first generation. According to Rami no Paskin that way. But according to Rabbi Natam, it's an Isur Lederis. According to Rabbi and Meiri, this is Chatein is not an Isur of marrying a Goy, of marrying a Ger on the Shiva Amimim. Lois Eschatein is a din that the Geirus is not Shayach Legabe, that he's still a Goy Legabe, the Shiva Amamim, if they want to become a Ger, the Torah was Mechadish. That's the Mirlin Strat, L'chor. The Pasuk of Lois Eschatein is Mechadish to us a new kind of Geirus. A Geirus for mitzvahs, but not a Geirus for marriage. L'chor, that's what the Hayyafim Shatim here in the Rabbi. It comes from the Pasuk of Lois Eschatein. Otherwise, I can't imagine how you can have such a thing as a Geirus that's not a complete Geirus. There is another example of a Miktsas Geirus. What's that?
I had a question.
Hold on. A Ger Katan according to some, right? Ger Katan according to some.
Ger Toshav.
Who's that?
A Ger Toshav.
Very good. A ger toshav is a ger legabe what? And right, shemitz b'nei noyach, and he has to be mekabel them as coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? But what Zach is pointing out is that a ger toshav, according to Rambam, is not simply a goy who decides he's going to keep shemitz b'nei noyach. A ger toshav has to go in front of a beis din and be mekabel in front of a beis din. So you see that there is also a model of a gerus, there's much different. There's a gerus from Amish for a little bit, but where else do you see a gerus that's for almost all mitzvahs? Eved Kenani, when he decides to join the family, right? So he undergoes, I think, bris, and I think he has a tefila, and he's chayiv in all mitzvahs shanoshim mechuyaves ben. Discussing the base of medrash, the Rav used to point out that the Eved Kenani doesn't have complete kedushas Yisrael, as opposed to a woman who has complete kedushas Yisrael. A woman is mechuyev entire. A woman is mechuyeves in all the lavin, in every asay shelos man groma. And if she decides to do an asay shelos man groma, she says a bracha according to Chachmei Ashkenaz. And even according to Chachmei Sfarad, she's mekayim a mitzvah. The Rav used to suggest that an eved kenayni does not have kedushas Yisrael legabe lulav. He takes a lulav. Then that's what he's doing. He's taking a palm branch and he's shaking it, but he doesn't get a mitzvah for it. He couldn't say a brach on it because he never received kedush legabe the mitzvah. The point that we're making, the Rav said to me miyashiv certain rabbis, but the point that we're making is that we do find another model of a gerus, which is not a gerus for the entirety of Torah, and it can be completed. Because when the Eved Kenani becomes Meshuchrer, goes back into Mikveh, and he becomes Mechuyev in all mitzvahs. So apparently what the Meiri and the Rabbi of Machadish, apparently what they're saying is when Yeshua imposed Shoyev Eimayim, and when David and Melech maintained Shoyev Eimayim, apparently what they were doing is they were saying, we are imposing something like an Eved Kenani. Agerus, the Meiri says, Latayag mitzvahs, but not Lagabalos Eschatin. Again, what's Pshat? Apparently he's learning Pshat. Lois Eschatin, that means you can give them the opportunity of Gerus, but it will not be Gerus Lagabalos Eschatin. What's the Raya Brura to this formulation? What's the Raya Brura that Lois Eschatin, according to Meiri, means they're not complete Jews? They're not complete Gerim. Then? No.
They made a
Gzera that what? That we shouldn't allow them to take the next step. Now what's the next step going to be? Was that? No.
Second year.
Tefila. The fact that the way that they could become mutter to get married would be through another tefila. That doesn't make any sense. According to the Ramban and Rav, they have to just, when they're born, they have heter chasanas. But to say that they have to go back to mikveh heter chasanas, so that means that their gerus until now wasn't complete. No? This is Amin Meltzer. This is a aura to keep in mind. We'll discuss it at a different time. It's getting later. So Amin Meltzer says, you see to me a very interesting principle in Gerus. You see, part of the job of Gerus is accepting the Ger into Klal Yisrael. He's Chayav in Mitzvahs, and we are Mekabel him into the nation. Gerus, Amin Nesin, he was Mechayav in Mitzvahs. but our Kabbalah into the nation was not a complete Kabbalah. Interesting, however. Good, Sam, what are you going to say?
If the Pasuk is referring to the Shevet Amim, Los Yisrael, then why does it matter if their original Geirus was Shvav or not? You wouldn't be able to do it anyway. Just because they did that in the future wouldn't matter. Los Yisrael is saying any Geirus they have in the future won't be good.
According to the Rive in Meiri, Lois is Chatein is for the Sheva Amim.
So then why does it matter?
Well, and the Meiri writes, because we assume, because the Torah was understood that any one of the seven Amim who's Megayer in that generation has to do it out of fear. And therefore, the Torah was Yorid L'Soich Daitei Shel a Ger of that generation. It's not possible for a Ger of the Sheva Amamim to become Jewish for anything other than fear. Because the fact is that they would have to be uprooted and leave home if they wouldn't become a Ger. So that's how the Mir understands it. Only that generation. So whereas the Ramban and the Rajbo would say that it is theoretically conceivable that you could have an Yisrael Eschatein in Tov Shinai and Balad, according to Min Ravid, Bechlal not. Lois Eschatein Bom was only that generation.
In the Torah.
Was that? Min Raisa, yeah. So again, four Shitas. Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, Ramban, Rajbo, and Ravid Miri. Shita number one, Rambam is clear. Lois Eschatein is big gay you son. If they become a ger, they are a complete ger. No limitations. V'nirabonon, a limitation only on the nesinim. Rabbeinu Tam for keret. Leisas chatein is an iser afilu big geru son for the Shiva Amamim. And our mission is referring to an iser de raisa. There's an additional iser de rabonon, an additional suyog of maintaining them as shoyevei maim achayt ve'yetzim, right? And then the harder shittas, the Ramban and the Rashba, that Lois Eschatein is for the first generation, and after that there's an Issa d'Rabbanon, and our mission is referring to first generation, and Yevamos is second generation, and the Meiri and the Ravid that the Geir, that Lois Eschatein is the Geirus Bisman Moshe Rabbeinu, that it was a partial Geirus, and David HaMelech maintained that partial Geirus L'Olam. Therefore, the Nesin of our Mishnah is referring, and this is a little bit difficult, to the Nesin of the door of Yeshua, and the Sun Yavam is referring to the Sin Bisman Hazeh.
The Pasuk in the Torah talked about the generation of Yeshua.
Correct. So the generation of the door going into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klal Yisrael, Arvas Mayav. And he was saying, you're going to be destroying these people, and you cannot marry these people. Right? So all the other Rishonim say, it means this category of people. And according to the Meir and the Rav, he's referring to this generation of people. Go ahead.
The Ha'ara that Rabbi made by the Ramban and the Rashba about the Nasi nowadays must mean they weren't all the guy, because otherwise the mission was very strange, because he's talking about something 800 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Then would be Kash on Meir and the Rav, no?
Correct. Right. It would be difficult. I think I'm trying to point that out. Good. So now, what's left for us to do? Rashi. Right? What the Ramban says in Chumash, they don't many times criticize Rashi. And he says he has a Ava Amuka for Rashi. He never assume anything but the deepest love. And he says Rashi gets to think it's Chus Bechor. Rashi comes first. So now we're stuck in understanding Rashi. Why? What are the kashas against Rashi? So there are two sets of kashas against Rashi. One is, how will Rashi be shot in the Sugya? Venotam's kasha. Kasha number one is, Rashi says in Ksuvis Daf Chov Tesamid Aleph, David HaMelech was Goza. Right? Rashi says, how is Nesin in our Mishnah? Did David Gozer Aleim? David HaMelech went Exera. Good. Asura lakol. Kasha number one is, but our Mishnah could not be referring to an Issa Derabbanan. Right? Kasha number two is that it would seem that David HaMelech made a gzeira that they should be shoyev eimayim achoyt ve'etzim. How does that translate into an Isra chasinus? Where's the chatein? So you'll tell me, avodim. Problem. If there's shivcha, a shivcha is takin isa deiraisa. It's shivcha. There's no knas l'gavi shivcha. So, Benatam says, b'monoshach. If you'll tell me that David HaMelech made a gzeir leisus chatein, so I'll say then it's a derabbanan. It doesn't belong in the Mishnah. If you'll tell me David HaMelech made it into avodim, and therefore they are avodim midin deiraisa, then there's a shivcha. Shivcha doesn't have knas. So he's checkmate. What's Pshat and Rashi? Right? Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, maybe Pshat and Rashi is agav gerora. The same that the Magid Mishnah will say for the Rambam. So he says, Mikol Mokim in there, Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because Rava in the end says that Begeruson. And we have to be referring to a Nisin Bigay Rusan, not Bigay Yusan. So that's as far as we got in the. So then, the Rebbeinu Tam in the second of the wide lines says, Umiyo Yishloimar, the Lav Mamish Gozar Alayu Abdos, Leser Belo Yiyakodesh. So Rebbeinu Tam says, then maybe the Pshat and Rashi is, if you'll tell me, again, what's the problem? You'll tell me that Pshat and Rashi is that the Melech imposed Abdus. Abdus comes with an Isra of Lo'yir Kodesh, an Isra to have be with an Eved, an Isra to have be with a Shivcha. What's the Isra of Lo'yir Kodesh? That an Eved, the Torah sees an Eved as being a Mufti. Eved has, because he's not fully acculturated in the Klal Yisrael, so we're nervous about an Eved. The Torah says an Eved and Shivchas, they are more likely to live a loose life. The Torah says one shouldn't have beer with this group of people that are more likely to have a Mikidesh, Liyah Kodesh. So Rebbeinu Tam says, what is Pshat and Rashi? Is Pshat and Rashi that David HaMelech made a gzeira of chasenes, it's an Issa Derabbanan. Doesn't fit into the Chof Testament. You'll tell me that Pshat is David HaMelech made him to Avodim. Avodim is an Issa Deraisa Yekodesh. He says, if there's Issa Deraisa Yekodesh, there's a Shivcha. No, can also be Shivcha. Right? So Rebbeinu Tam says, well, maybe the Lav Mamish Gozar Alayu Avdus Les Belo Yekodesh. Maybe Rashi will say it's a Avdus de Rabbanon. And Avdus de Rabbanon has no Iser of Loye Kodesh. So Rebbeinu Tam will say, Yotzosi de Chayvosi. I helped up my grandfather a little bit. I couldn't get him, I can't solve all his problems. But how will I be Miyashi? My grandfather's comment in Chav Tesamut Aleph, David Melech Gozar, he made him to a Mitzas Eved. Elamai, so we have trouble because in addition to how to understand Rashi in the context of Kenaz, we know that Rashi Makas third parak, and Rashi in Tehenun and Aleph, and Rashi in the third place. You're telling me says Leis Eschatein, and it sounds like an Issa Deraisa. And it certainly does not sound like a Derabbanan of Lo'yir Kodesh. So whereas the first possible Teretz of the Gav Gerora is very difficult because of the nature of the Teretz itself, and the second is difficult because of the Teretz itself is difficult, Lo'yir Kodesh. However, they are very, very difficult to accept as Pshat and Rashi, because Rashi himself says lo is eschatein. Right? When the Tam goes on to say v'nir lebeinu Tam the nesina asur de raisim shul is eschatein kine masik rava be'orel the davar legozer liar elushibud the lab lo oisim ibnais Yisrael. So that would be very hard also to impose on Rashi. Because Rashi says in our Mishnah, he asura lekol de David gozer aleihem. So this could not be pshat in Rashi. Da asira v'kayim v'lov le'sachatein. Elekdesh le'yit mevi Yisrael. Hu de gozer v'tfei v'mishor psulikol. V'shum tavi u'ma shleima. V'hod de ka'omer ha'asam kol mishe yishlo b'shay simonim. Roi li dobek ben lo'y lisa me'yen elo li'yez ben chorin kemoysen. V'chein hod de ka'omer ha'asam. Nifslu milavoy v'akol ugzeiras Yeshu v'dover akol gezeira achasi. So he says it sounds like that the Yerushalmi sounds a little bit like Rashi. What's it, a little bit like Rashi? That there's some form of abdus over here. Right? Like when the Tam is Tevetz and Rashi, which still has us stuck with Litzitz Chatinba. Okay? Ad kan. So that's the kasha. How can we learn Pshat and Rashi? Now you've already seen two solutions to Rashi. Because you're learning the Pnei Yeshuas. The Pnei Yeshuas is one solution of Rashi, that Rashi is really like the Ramban and the Rashba. That first generation is Loi Sischate. After that is all the Ramban and the Gedinim. Alright? That's one approach. Right, that would mean Yasha all the Rashi's, right? The Rashi in Makkah is first generation. The Rashi in Hen is first generation. The Rashi in Ksuvas is second or third generation. Next, Teretz of the Pnei Yeshua, tremendous Chiddush, that Lugabi and the Nesinim, what is it, the Yisra Chasinus, right, that the Yisra L'Sashchatein is an Yisra of Bia B'Toych Kishra Yishus. But Stam, to have Bia, has Nus, so that David and Melech made also. Again, a strange, and so therefore what's relevant to our Sugya is Ma'anes. Ma'anes means Bia B'Toych Nus. Via b'soich kishrei ishos to try to get married, to go to the mayor and get and have the mayor marry you off, so that would be an isur l'sischatein. But to do a ma'aseh ma'anes, that's not a violation l'sischatein. That's a ma'aseh bia. That's the melachim paid there. That's the rabbanon to give in, the rabbanon to geisa. Good. I'd like to suggest a different halach. Hold on for a minute. First, Dovah Bo Yodei, this is Parsha. Parsha Shaftim. So it was a Rashi, so much it's in heaven. The Simon Tov. When your normal derech of learning comes up to be Yon of the Yoma. Alright, this week's parashat in the Shoftim is about Melchemes Mitzvah, Kiva Sha'aretz. How many days? Is it print good enough? No? Any bigger? Okay, Eitan, how are we doing in the back? It's good? Should we can see? Okay. Good. Ramban says, and the Chumash says this week's parasha, that when we take over the Shir Amim, V'hoyo im kisikrav el ili lochem olav v'karos olav shalom. Right, it's going to be machlekes whether it's a melchemes mitzvah or shushus. Let's assume right now even melchemes mitzvah. V'hoyo im shalom tancho fos cholach v'hoyo kol ha'aman nimtzava yu lamas v'avaducha. They make shalom. They want us in Eretz Yisrael. Then we make a deal with them. The deal is that lamas, some kind of tax, v'avaducha. If lo yisashlim, then milchama. Ramban, ad shi yekamlu aleihem mas, aleihem misim v'shibud. Lo shi, that's what Rashi says. Sifrei, omru, mekablen onu aleinu misim v'lo yishibud, Shibud v'loy misim, ein shamin lehem. We'll pay taxes, but we're not going to work for you. We'll work, we don't pay taxes. No. Sheikablu aleihem zo v'zo. What's inyan ha-misim? What's taxes? Sheyal aleihem melech Yisroel ois and edrin maslev nos bayis la-melech lo-ori ha-miskinus asher lo. V'chein le-binyan beis Hashem. They'll participate in funding the palace, in funding the public buildings and pub and funding based on Mikdash. Hashibud sheyochol kolish mi Yisrael likach meyem lachtoy veitzav lishay meimav v'nois l'chara roi. What's the shibud? That if I need a person to schlep water, to cut trees, and I have to pay him. So then they have to comply. They have to say, I need somebody to schlep water. They must take out their yoman and see if they can fit me in, right? If not, I can bring them to basement. I have to pay them, and they can bring me to basement, right? V'zeh tam lamas ovei akosub b'shloimoi shekiblu aleihem misim v'avdus k'din ha-Torah loy ke'inyin shekosim v'shoiftim iki chosok Yisroel v'yosim z'kanani lamas v'oreish lo hurishu. Kisham in a maskir abdus. So they did the wrong thing. Vida harsugim. Ki inyan anshe givon. Vidneshlo yoyogdin mishpotim shal Yisrael b'kriyas ha-shalom. Ramban says, he'll ask me gemal b'kikash. They got all dressed up. Right? They didn't shave for 5 weeks. They they ripped up their clothes. They took beaten up leather jokes. What's the big deal? And what did they get out of it? They got the same deal that everybody else would have gotten. So why didn't they wait till we got there? Till they got the letter in the mail. And they said, we're signing up all of this tircha just to tell us they come from. They could have been honest guys. So what happened? So something doesn't make sense. So he says, they didn't know halacha. They didn't know our practice. They heard about Yericho, heard about I, Vigdimu, Kodim, Shetavilem, Fruz, they got to Moshe Yeshua, and they didn't wait till they got the email, and they came on their own. V'lachach Omru, V'anira, Unlash Eseinu, and therefore they said, we're frightened. Oh, Shalei Rosu Mitchila, L'shmol, L'divei Yeshua, U'b'sei Pachnu, or, who was they? They switched gears. They first came, and they said they didn't want to be, they did not want to be, water carriers. They did not want to be avodim. And then they got scared. And they said, all right, we'll accomplish the deal. The Yoishve given Shomwe Sashem also Yashul Yerichoi. The Yasuganem Boorma. Voyumoilem O. Shulo Yulem Avodim Elayu Imam Bali Bris. And what they did get out of it was that they had entered in some kind of a bris. What was the bris? And that's why they were upset with him. And they would have killed him if not for the shua. Why? The Ramban says we did make a mistake because we had a deal, we had a format, what's called a template, and we went out of the template. We made a real deal with them. What was the real deal? That we will go to battle for each other. Because the next perek, this is perek tes, and perek yud. So then. I forget which king it was. Heard that Givonim made a deal with us. So then four kings gang up against Givonim, and we helped to protect them. We thought they came from a very distant place. We thought we're getting involved in a situation that we'll never have to deal with. We're going to have some people in the middle of Saudi Arabia. Then they looked at our maps. Even most of Mashiach are not going to get it. All right. So we're never going to get to the Givonim. They'll never get to us. Make a deal, Shalom al Yisrael. Right. But they didn't know that they had made a deal with the group that was close by. And they kept the deal on to do it. Fine. Then it says, the Yesh Oymer, Ki Peyim Shalom Tancha, Avol Himinu Metchilo Shuv Ein Mekalon Esam, but Givonim, it could be that the Givonim first turned us down, and therefore, they don't get second chances. And that's why they had to dress up. And the Bahamas got a deal similar to everybody else. The Rabbi Mimosha Kosa Shekhdigo Leim Nesha Koslan Bris. And we shouldn't have made this bris. Ein Enochim Beinai, Ki Gavonim Vare Kibu Aleim Shalo Lavon Avarazara. They for sure accepted not to be Avarazara next. Lachach, Lehusach Yeshua Achrechin Lomar Shem Mikabu Leim Lavon Hashem. Came in Shekhain Mutarnay Bris. And they were allowed to stay in Israel because otherwise they would not have been allowed to stay in Israel. Good, so that's the deal. The deal is, what's this pshat? According to the Ramban, that is Misin Meshibud. Right? So, the deal that we extended to the Givonim was clearly a form of Abbas. Right? Misim v'shibur. Misim alone, we could not accept them. And what was the shibud? The shibud was that there has to be a measure of compliance. They can never turn us down. It sounds like if I would ask them to do some construction for me, they can say, no, that's not the deal. Choyt ve'etzim v'shayim v'mayim. However, any Jew, according to the Ramban, could ask any Givoni, as I need She'ivas Mayim, and he has to say yes. That's a form of Abdus. Right? A form of Abdus is that I'm Meshubin, I have no choice, I have to do what the Odin says to me. So it's not a full-fledged Abdus, apparently. But it is certainly a significant measure of Abdus. That I don't have Baal, I am not the Baal of Boss of my own time. I cannot turn him down. And it's even conceivable to me, conceivable unless it was correct, that once I ask Givoni to bring water for me, I can use that as leverage for something else. He's tired of bringing water. He's done that already 5 times today. He's tired of going to the same place. All right. I'm cool if they can bring you water. Be moichel me if I remodel your basement. Right? So it's conceivable to me that it really is a very significant form of shiva. I need water every day. Right? I need firewood every day. So that's what we think in our own minds. Right? How? No, it means any Jew needs water or firewood every single day. So every single day, go to the street, I need a shiva. So, it's a very, very significant form of Abdus. However, right? And Rav Ben Utam suggests that it was an abdus of the same that's doma to Eved Kenani. That's such a big jump. In other words, Ben Utam is saying that they should be governed by Lo Yekodesh. Right? That's Ben Utam's suggestion. How does Ben Utam come to such an idea of being this being Abdus? So Lachor Ben Utam is saying is, the emes is, we took Givonim. The emes is, we were not Megayadim, sounds like. The emes is that we created Avodim out of them. Ben Utam understands they became Avodim Kenayim. That's what he says. And they were even governed by Lo Yekodesh. Except for the Ben Utam says, we get stuck. How do we get stuck? Because if they really have Avodim, so then there's no Knas. V'ol the perish of Kudus came on the Avdus Mamish Gozer Alayu. Shemitoyach kach nezu levoi bakol. Ben Utam Shad and Rashi, that Mas on Avaduchas Mamish Eved Kenayim. All right? Elamai, he gets stuck. Because it doesn't fit the mission anymore. So they weren't real Avodim. And they weren't Avodim to which you can apply Loi Yekodesh. That's another kasha. Suyin Yivamis says that David HaMelech extended the Gzeirah. How did he send why did he send the Gzeirah? Because he wanted to make sure we would not marry Givonim. Right? And the word at the bottom says, David HaMelech made the Gzeirah, Moshe made the Gzeirah. What do you mean Moshe made the Gzeirah? Moshe's Gzeirah was, Sheve Maim Chede Eitzim. That's his posse. Yeshua made the Gzeirah. So, according to Rashi, how did David HaMelech make the Gzeirah? How did David and Melech make sure that we would not intermarry? Ben Utam says he made them into water again with Olam. But that's not the easiest pshat in the sugya. According to Rashi, they extended Abdus. Was it a real Abdus? What makes when David and Melech extended the Abdus? How does that change the nature of Eved Kenayim? Totally. When David and Melech made a gzeirah, that these Givonim can never leave Abdus, how did he totally change Abdus? Fi Pashtusa. No?
Are they about to be freed?
And when they're freed, what happens?
Become Jews.
Right. In other words, Eved Kenayini is really a form of gradual geirus. Eved Kenayini comes into being an Eved, he goes through mitzvahs geirus. And then he functions with mitzvahs shanoshim mitzvahs. And then when he becomes meshuchri because somebody beats him up, right? Or there's some compelling reason to be Meshacharim. So then he goes to Mikveh and becomes a Ger Gomer. When David HaMelech said that a Givoni has to be Eved La'olam, so it became a truncated form of Gevus. It became not so much different than Meiri and Ravid's understanding of Givoni. You can become an Eved Kenayini, but stops here. Terminal Gevus. Terminal Abdus. There's no such concept as terminal abdus. So when David HaMelech made his gezeirah, and his gezeirah was some gezeirah, you can never be meshach with his avodah. Right? They're going to be choit ve'etzim v'shem ha'alol. I don't know what the din would be if a person beats up a gevoni in some manner. What would David HaMelech say in that case? L'chor, in that case, he would say afal pike. He's still in that case. So David HaMelech changed Eved Kenayini from being a full full-fledged Eved Kenani that ultimately become a Ger Tzedek to being a Eved Kenani Le'olam. So it says Rebbeinu Tam, that's not the Avdus Shekos of the Torah. As Rebbeinu Tam says that Yishom Delav Mamish Gozer Alayu Avdus Lesser B'Li Yekodesh. They could never, according to David and Melech's Gzeira, we can no longer fight in Aliyah Kaddish because they're not full-fledged Havanim anymore. On the other hand, they're not full-fledged Geirim. They're not Yisraelim either. They don't have Kedushas Yisrael. Right? They're not full-fledged Havanim anymore. So what are they? What does Rashi call them in Yevamos? Rashi says, what's the lashon? What's the doubt? What's the doubt in Torah? I intest. Minikirinu l'choit v'yetzim an payum shma mina lav bechlal Yisrael ninu v'lav bechlal geirim el avodim v'avodim sulim ninu v'givonim choit v'yetzim ninu t'lochi aktsinu Yeshua. When they're called choit v'yetzim, they means they maintain a separate presence, which means lav bechlal Yisrael v'lav bechlal geirim el avodim. But they're not real avodim. Avodim sulim nino. Why are they avodim sulim? Because they're avodim that are terminal avodim. They can never become geri emes. So apparently Rashi understood that when David HaMelech made this truncated, this new hybrid, so the iser of leisaschate still applied. Lo yekodesh wouldn't apply because they're not full-fledged avodim anymore. But Yisraelim they weren't. Right? Geirim they weren't. So they were still under the category of Lissachate. So apparently that's how the Tam being Miram is a Pshat and Rashi. But Rashi saying is, and this is Miyash of all the Rashis. Rashi understood that Dovin and Melach Gozalim, what was Dovin and Melach Zera? Dovin and Melach Zera was that they can never become Geirim Tzedek. Memela, what are they? So, according to Rabbeinu Tam, wants us to understand that a Nesin is a Goy who became Jewish, right? And the Leisus Chatein is Begeirusan. So, Rashi will say, Enachanami. They're not Goyim Gemurim anymore because they're Avodah Kenanim. They're not Yisraelim because they're Avodim. They're not Avodim Ksherim because they can never become. So they haven't fully left being Goyim yet. So the Yisrael Lissachate hasn't fallen off. So they're still under the category of Lissachate. So that's why they can be. They're not Goyim because Goyim don't have a Knas. They're not a Shivcha, they don't have a Knas. They're in a separate category of a new kind of an Eved. So Lo Yikodesh doesn't apply, but Lo Sishatin Vom hasn't fallen off yet because it only falls off when they're full-fledged Eved. It hasn't fallen off yet. Lo Sishatin morphs into Lo Yikodesh or into Heter Gomer. That didn't happen. And what we gain from this is how Rashi learns this sugya in Yevamos so beautifully. Because Rashi will say Yeshua began by making Choyt V'Eitzim, making Havodim. Right? David and Melech Gozer Aleihem that they should never come to Jewish people. How do you do that? By making them terminal Avodim. But then, Rashi says, but then they stay with the Yisrael Lissachate. Right? That's when you think about it, the possible Yishuv and Rashi. Good.